In a letter to the Park City Board of Education, Superintendent Amber Conley said her last day on the job will be June 30th. She says she'll remain available to transition a new superintendent until January 31st of 2019. Conley's announcement to leave comes on the heels of two school board presidents resigning this year, as well as the temporary replacement of the high school principal for health reasons and the retirement of the district's curriculum and learning director also in June. Conley has served as superintendent since 2013. Prior to that, she served as a school and district administrator for 9 years in Colorado and Arizona. In her letter, Conley told the current board that it has been and remains a privilege and honor to have served for the last 4.5 years. She says her one focus has been to provide choices and opportunity where kids are excited to learn. She says she and her team made tremendous accomplishments for the students, improved the academic achievement gap, brought the high school into the top 500 in the country, in the top 1% for high school graduation rate, and led two successful contract negotiations for staff. Conley also wrote a paragraph to the 2013 governing board who hired her, telling them that she is forever grateful for the opportunity to move to the next level in her career. All of them, she says, supported her professionally and personally as they worked through some very hard and emotional issues. One of those who hired her was Mo Hickey. He told KPCW that her departure is a loss to the community.
I think that the district has gone through a period of change with any time you have a change in leadership, and I think that a lot of the changes are being implemented at the moment, and we're starting to bear some fruit. So I think it's unfortunate for the community.
This is the third superintendent that has served the Park City District in less than 6 years. The learning curve, he says, takes at least a year, and turnover makes it hard to move forward.
Turnover is not good, and unfortunately, I believe the last time I looked, the national average for superintendents was 2.5 years in the district. So I guess we could be Pollyannish and say, hey, we had longer than 2.5 years. But no, I think that's one of the big problems in education nationwide right now is leaders are not being given the opportunity to actually implement all their plans.
Tanya Knauer also served on the board that hired Conley, and she said she's partial to her. Still, she thinks that Conley has done a great job.
When we brought her in, we were kind of taking a gamble, you know, on somebody new. You know, in my view, she really came up to the plate, and she, you know, she cleaned up so many processes and, you know, paperwork and, you know, outdated systems in the district office. There was a lot of turnover of necessary personnel in the district office, you know, kind of part of the old boys network that had been there for a long time. I just think she did a fabulous job of cleaning up.
Like Hickey, Knauer says turnover is not a good thing. It takes nearly a year to find a replacement when that time could be spent educating students. She questions the current board's actions, saying that they operate more like a corporate executive board than a school board.
A governing board is supposed to be just a governing board. We have a governing board that's kicking out board members they don't like, that's getting rid of staff like there's no tomorrow, that, you know, one of the best superintendents in the state has decided she can't work for our district anymore because of it. Our director of curriculum is leaving. You know, I think you're going to see two administrators or more leave this year. You know, and you have a board who their oldest kid is in sixth grade. They've never been through the high school. I mean, it's, I got to be honest with you. If I was moving to Park City, I probably wouldn't put my kids in the school district anymore.
To find a superintendent who meets Park City's high standards, she suspects, will mean even more money than the $245,000, according to the UtahRights.com website, that the current superintendent earns in salary, benefit, and bonuses. Phil Kaplan, who resigned his board position earlier this year, thinks there was a lack of teamwork at the senior-most level.
You know, I think a number of us left for that reason. And, you know, I think a superintendent would want to be well-supported by her board and also see the board in alignment. And if the board's not in alignment, I think it's very difficult for a superintendent to function.
He, too, is concerned about the turnover because it takes a long time to turn a big ship.
Team work got very disrupted. And look, it takes a long time to move a public school system. Each initiative can take 3 to 5 years to roll out. So you need consistency of personnel. You need people that will look at the facts and not the people. And make sure that the right people are in place at the management level, and that they're supported by the board through those, you know, through that 3 to 5 year period. So you need stability, you need synchronicity of vision. And, you know, I, for one, did not see it happening back when, you know, back at the time that I stepped down. And I, you know, I'm hoping that with some of the new board members that have come on, that maybe that can stabilize a bit.
He agrees that the new board wants a lot of oversight.
Cannot micromanage as a board member. Absolutely correct. And I've seen that. I have seen that with a couple of the board members.
Kaplan wouldn't comment when he asked if he supported Conley, saying that board members need to be objective so they can judge both the good and bad of their employee. But he did say he voted in favor of extending her contract twice. Conley had hoped to complete her career and retire from the school district. We're scheduled to talk to School Board President Andrew Kaplan and Ember Conley on Thursday's Local News Hour at 8:25. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.